Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Jack Snyder, an award-winning screenwriter and the co-author of Return of Christ, an inspiring story of faith, doubt, redemption, the approaching apocalypse, and the promised return of Jesus Christ that holds hope for so many. Mr. Snyder, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing details on this book, The Return of Christ. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview of your book, and I'm sure listeners would like to hear some of the details.
Well, Return of Christ is about the end times. It's about the rise of the Antichrist, and as the title says on the book, it is about the return of Jesus Christ. And he is a character within the story itself. And many end time stories will deal with the apocalypse and destruction and the Antichrist, but very few actually include the person of Christ himself returning as depicted in the Bible. So we thought that it would be fun to take that approach with the book.
Also, if you would, Mr. Snyder, what was the inspiration of writing this book? That's always an interest, and I'd love to hear your take on that as well.
Well, my two co-writers, Nadeem and Pam, we discussed it, and the very first thing that we wanted to do, since my background is a filmmaker, the very first thing we wanted to do was approach it as a film. And so I wrote a screenplay because that's my background. I wrote a screenplay after we worked out the details
there
of the story, the concept, the arc of the story. Because although, as is often with stories about the end times that have a foundation, a biblical foundation, they also deviate from that somewhat because you have to have some kind of creative license. The modern reader or the modern moviegoer expects stories to be told a certain way. So that's what our approach was to craft a story in a screenplay form. And that's what we did first. And then we discussed, wouldn't it be really great to have a book to adapt the screenplay to a book? And so we jumped on that, and we tackled it. And what's interesting is there is talk of possibly going into film production with it, but that's just talk right now. It's just in the discussion stage, so time will tell.
I think that would be a great idea, releasing this as a film. I'm sure there would be a lot of interest in that. Tell us about the centrality of Jesus to the story.
Well, there comes a point within the story that he returns. But what we wanted to do, because it's taking place in the modern era, the 21st century, we wanted to involve technology. And so there is videotape of him arriving from the sky and within the story. And the video goes viral. So people are treating it the way one might treat, way any of us might treat, seeing a UFO and capturing it on video. People will play that stuff over. Is this real? Is it not? And what we did is the story mostly is about the other characters, and that's because that's what the reader, or in the case of a movie, the viewer, would identify with. They would identify more with the common person. And so Jesus is a central part, but he's, for a while, kept kind of at arm's length. And there's questions abound whether he really has returned, or if it's hoax, or if it's, not real in any way, shape, or form. You know, that sort of thing. So he's kept, he's a central figure, but he's not really a central character in the storytelling process. That is the other, as I mentioned, that is the other characters that we follow in the book.
And certainly appreciate the way you explain that. Makes sense and helpful. Today we're joined by Mr. Jack Snyder, an award-winning screenwriter and the co-author of Return of Christ, an inspiring story of faith, doubt, redemption, the approaching apocalypse, and the promised return of Jesus Christ that holds hope for so many here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Return of Christ involves the biblical end of days as a story. How does your story appeal to both Christians and non-Christians alike?
Well, the characters, I have characters of faith, but I have characters that are non-believers as well. And although some of the characters go through a spiritual transition in the story, not all of them do, and that doesn't necessarily make them a bad person. And what I did was I didn't make anybody blatantly come across as if you're a non-believer. I did not illustrate that person, did not describe that person as being belligerent or arrogant or trying to shove their own views down someone else's throat. I approached the various faith very respectfully, or non-faith very respectfully. And also the other thing that I think makes it accessible to non-Christians are people that are of no faith, is that the story is also, it's a good mystery and it's a thriller. And so there is like a puzzle to solve in it. These characters are working to solve, some mysteries, and it's thrilling because there are dangers abound, and so it's kind of actiony at times. And so those are the elements that I think non-Christians would appreciate, as well as Christians. Of course, if a person is a Christian, that doesn't mean they're certainly not going to enjoy a good thriller or a good mystery. And so I take that approach. I take that approach to it, the mystery, kind of the thriller approach, to make it accessible to all audiences. And it's also a fast read. It keeps moving, and I think it really sucks the reader right in and holds their attention all the way to the last page.
Mysteries certainly have appeal, and non-Christians certainly look at it as a mystery for sure. And I'm sure it would be of interest, no matter if you're a Christian or not. And really appreciate your joining us here today and introducing Return of Christ, the book. And I'm sure it does have appeal for no matter what your stance is. And appreciate your time. As we conclude today, what else should listeners know about your book, Return of Christ?
Well, they can pick up the book at returnofchrist.com. It's in ebook form or paperback. And any developments about a possible future movie will be posted on returnofchrist.com as well. And, I think that the viewers that are Christians are going to love it. And the viewers that are non-Christians just need to give it a shot, give it a chance, and I think that they will really enjoy it as well.
And totally agree with you there. Again, Mr. Snyder, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on the program. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Jack Snyder, an award-winning screenwriter and the co-author of Return of Christ, an inspiring story of faith, doubt, redemption, the approaching apocalypse, and the promised return of Jesus Christ that holds hope for so many. And for all the details, simply visit returnofchrist.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.